Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, Kiss 98.5, Cheap Vacuum Hotline.
Listen, you can't get a good vacuum cleaner if you don't spend a little bit of money on it.
That's what I'm saying. But,
right. Okay. But like, so, two years ago, I got the Orange Shark for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't work. Mm-mm. You got to get the Purple Dyson, like he was saying.
So is your Purple Dyson, is it the animal? Is that the one you have?
So, yeah, my mom and dad, they have the Purple Dyson for the pet cleaner and everything like that.
Did they win the lottery? Like, how did they spend that much?
I know, right?
What is that?
Jenny, you'll spend $500 on shoes, but not...
Deanna, what's your name? Deanna's on hold. What's your name right now on the phone? Amanda?
Yeah.
Okay, Amanda, do you realize that vacuum at your parents' house is $598? You need to have them put that in the will for you.
Will that.
Well, they have three dogs.
Okay, I have one. I still, $598?
Jen, I found a Dyson V8 Animal for $299.
Yeah, you got to shop the deals, friend.
Yeah.
$299, you guys, that's a car payment.
I understand.
Hey.
Like, seriously, I just did commercials for Mazda, Jeep, Kia at Northtown.
Mm-hmm.
You can get a car before you could buy a vacuum. What's wrong with that picture?
Try cleaning up mess with your car.
Yeah, I found one. Yeah. Oh, you're right, yeah.
Thanks,
$299 is not good. I found one for $499.
No, that's not good. You're in the Lexus zone for $499. Deanna, you're on Kiss 98.5. Hi.
Hi. So, two things. I'm sort of obsessed with vacuums. There's two that I've found that I love, but it depends on what you're vacuuming, because if it's tile, there's a Dirt Devil cordless. Like, you have to plug it in to charge it, but works so good on tile. Like, so, and I think it was $79 or something. I can't remember. But
now we're talking.
But it's not, you wouldn't use it for carpet.
No.
I have a Shark now, but it's not the Purple Shark. It's red. I don't know, but it was over $200, but not $299, and I do love it.
And you do love it.
I think it was like $225, maybe.
So
you can get them at Bed Bath & Beyond and do the 20%. You know?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So how much vacuuming do you do in a day?
Well, I mean, I work, so usually not a lot, but I don't know why. I just love buying vacuums.
Right.
Do you come home and vacuum, like, every day? Is that part of your at-home?
She vacuums twice a day.
Okay.
I do.
Yeah.
You're right, I do.
Yeah.
Wow.
You like the lines in the carpeting and stuff like that. I get you.
I like the rough.
Yeah. Totally understand that. Amy, you're on Kiss 98.5. What's your go-to vacuum?
I got to agree with Nick on this one, Janet. It's Dyson all the way.
Amy, are you serious? You really like it that much?
I actually have two.
Oh, my goodness. Amy.
I have a big upright plug-in for, like, the deep cleaning, and then I have the sick vacuum cordless that I use for messes, everyday quick cleanup.
This is exactly what we do. The big guy for big cleanup, and then the handheld stick. We have two of the little guys, one on each floor.
All right, you guys. I need somebody to explain this to me, please. Amy, how many months did you have to save up to buy your Dysons? Like, what were you like, were you waiting for your tax return? Or how did you afford this?
Well, the big upright I have probably had for 10 years.
Okay.
Still works great.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, I bought them from a, not a box store, but TV show sales.
Okay.
Like a QVC.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to shop the discount, Jen. They will close them out. When they come out with new models,
right,
they get rid of last year's, and that's where you go in for the deep discount. So, I know you want the deep discount.
I just... I am not paying.
And they have monthly payments.
Okay.
Jana, you know, in my house, when we want something that we don't have the money for, we give up something else in the meantime. So give up your coffee for a month or two.
That's not happening.
Or going to get your nails done or your hair for a couple months.
All of that's not happening.
Like, do your own color.
I'm sorry.
Do you know who you're talking to?
I'm giving her options.
I don't.
We always have options.
Not valid. So to buy something I want, I have to give up something.
Yeah, for a short term, not long term.
Yeah.
Is it worse to give up a son or
$100, Janet? They're just going to keep breaking.
Yeah,
you're right about that.
Literally, the one I had last night, I'm all excited. I'm going to vacuum because it feels like it's going to be fun to do it. Because I have these little
take one of the kids off the payroll.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking. I just want to know did it become okay that prescription drugs and vacuums, like these are the real things that people don't talk about. Like, why are vacuums
ridiculous prices?
Why are vacuums so expensive? Why can't somebody make one that's affordable?
I honestly don't know. Good question.
It's, you know, let me see what Morgan has to say. Amy, I appreciate the time this morning. Morgan, you're on Kiss 98.5. What do you have to say?
I just want to let you know, I got a Hoover pet vacuum.
Ooh.
And I've heard talk about that you have pets.
Yeah.
And I also have animals. And it comes with, like, it's about, I don't know, like maybe $130, which, like, is not bad for a vacuum.
No.
And it comes with, like, this little claw thing that you put on the furniture if you want to get the hair out.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't even have a bag anymore. So all you do is you take the hair from, like, or the other dust or whatever. You open up the can of where, like, the dust and stuff is, and it's so easy to clean.
Mm-hmm.
And I have really bad, like, seasonal allergies.
Yeah.
And it's phenomenal.
And what's
it really
the... You dropped Hoover. Out when you said, oh, it's a Hoover.
Yeah, it's a Hoover pet vacuum, though. You have to make sure that it's a pet.
Uh-huh.
And it has... It really works great.
I'm gonna look at, and you said it was like $130. That's more what I'm looking to spend.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Why? What did you spend? I thought you said it was $130.
Yeah, I think we got it at like at BJ's for like $110.
Oh, that's good.
That's all right.
Yeah, spending less is good.
It is a plug-in vacuum.
That doesn't bother me one way or the other.
Yeah, I think I see it Best Buy for $120, I think.
Shelly, it's vacuum talk on Kiss.
It is vacuum talk. I've got a really good one. I clean professionally on the side.
Oh, yes, Shelly.
Shark Professional. It's $199 and it never loses suction.
Hmm.
It's awesome.
The Shark Professional. And so is this, it's a plug-in vacuum?
Yeah, but you can lift the canister off and take it outside and do your car with it, too.
No kidding.
Yeah, with a little tiny attachment, you know, so you can get in the black hole, you know, where everything drops in your car.
I'm looking. I ended up on Eureka for some reason.
No, you don't want that one.
Yeah, no.
Vacuum cleaners. Isn't it weird? I put in Shark Professional, and it gave me Eureka. Like Amazon was like, no, you can't have that.
Good job
vacuum.
For the Eureka people.
Yeah, I guess so. How?
They're owning the algorithms.
They have it at Walmart.
They do?
Yeah, it's like $200, but...
Oh, Shelly.
Jane, I see it for $219.
Okay, you know the Dirt Busters out of Hamburg?
Dirt Busters? No, I don't.
They're a cleaning company. They use them too.
Oh, they do?
Yeah. They do.
I like that.
Would you like a refurbished one?
No, I don't think so. We
no, not a refurbished one.
So does it have a clear canister thingy on it?
Offer.
Yes, it does.
Okay.
Yeah, and Jan, that's the most exciting, satisfying part is being able to see what got picked up.
I love that part. Yep. That says progress.
Ooh, I think I see one for $179.
So really, you think, and
yeah,
you know what?
Go.
It is an Amazon choice.
Yeah.
Does anyone have a Prime credit card? Because I could get it for less.
I thought you had his account number.
No, I have Jess, but he doesn't have a Prime credit card. He's just got a Prime account. Do you think he'll notice if I buy myself?
Well, if he works on his credit score, he might one day.
He won't notice.
Oh, my God.
They're going to say yes eventually,
Jan. I'm still not married to him yet, technically. So we're trying to keep that all good right now.
Yeah, okay. We need this to work.
Yes. Oh, if this doesn't work, you guys are done.
No, I'm not. I can't
right
do it.
Right in next to you.
This has to work.
This is going to work. I'm in love. I'm going to get a vacuum and vacuum around him, and he will be happy.
Building credit's easy, Jan.
That's fun. That's really fun. My armpits are sweaty right now because you're saying that. Shelly, he's joking. Jeff has good credit.
I'm cracking up over here.
Okay, well... I appreciate it. I think
we're no closer.
Thank you for the vacuum tip.
See, here's the one thing. Oh, is he's texting me now. Now I'm totally screwed. So the problem is that this Shelly and I want to, like, obviously times are good. That's a $219 vacuum. That is a lot of money.
It's a big spend.
It's a good one. It's like a Dyson, but it's cheaper.
Okay. All right. I love that you called. Thank you for listening. Kate.
Hey guys, okay, so I have had multiple vacuums over the course of my lifetime of rescuing dogs.
Oh, wow.
Right now we have 2 dogs, a cat, 2 kittens in our home. Mm-hmm. My vacuum is a Kirby. Ooh. It is a prized family heirloom. The price tag might kill you.
The Kirby vacuum, you know.
Every Walmart vacuum, every Shark, $200.
Now, your Kirby vacuum, after you go through the entire in-home spiel, you're spending over $1,000, more like $1,500 with accessories.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was handed down to us.
I love that.
Okay, so you inherited a Kirby. That's fantastic.
Lifetime guarantee.
They are a pricey item.
Yeah.
Yep.
Nothing will ever be the same.
No, no, not at all.
Go to BB's house, see what she's got.
No, BB's got, you know what? She's got some of those little those like pluggy thingies. Yeah. She's got that plug-in vacuum, but it doesn't work awesome.
Do you remember, so there were the Black & Deckers, the little like literally plug in the wall, hang on the wall, powered ones, Dustbusters?
Yeah, of course.
Those didn't last.
They didn't work.
But, well, when they worked, they didn't last long enough.
Yeah.
To, like, longer than the charge. They were the worst.
There's just these things in life that we can put, you know, think about the technology that we have today. And yet we still don't have a good vacuum. And I feel like it should be like you can have a vacuum for $50. And it works great and lasts. Lori, what kind of vacuum do you have?
I have 3 Oofies. It's like a Roomba, but I don't have to actually use it. It goes by itself. I set a timer. It goes off twice a day, runs for an hour each time. I just have to empty it out. And actually, I don't do it. My husband does it. He loves it.
How do you spell it?
EUFY. We got it on Amazon.
Hold on. I'm looking at it.
They're $200.
Hold on. Be careful how you type that. RoboVax.
Let's see. Did I mean Eufy? Yeah, I meant Eufy. And let's see.
They are less than the Roombas.
Hold on, Lori. How many did you say you have?
Technically 3, but I only paid for 2.
Okay. I want to sit you and your husband down, and I want to talk finances with you, because this says those are $209 a piece.
Right. But I only paid for 2.
You have $600+ in vacuum technology. It's a lot of money.
What
kind of
scam were you working that you only paid for 2 and got 3? How did that work?
Yeah, good question.
Well, because I have a really bad cat who decided to knock it down the stairs. Mm-hmm. And when I called the company that said it fell down the stairs, they said, don't worry, keep it for parts. We'll send you a new one.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, that's so nice. Do you have the Eufy Boost IQ RoboVac 30? Because that's $269.
Yes, I do. That's the one they just sent me.
Suction boundary strips included, self-charging and quiet. So it goes back home and charges itself?
Yes, it does.
That's insane.
So we've set $269.
That's your Eufy is more than a car, I'm just saying, just so you know.
A payment.
Plus, I think Roxy would lay on it and go for a ride.
Roxy would not
go on a ride. React well to the RoboVax. But the cool part is, Jan, some of them will tell your phone, you'll get a ping that tells it when it's full or when it's done or when it's working. So you can get updated live time as to what your RoboVac is doing.
There are certain things, like a pair of shoes, $269. I wouldn't even blink at that if they were the perfect pair of shoes. A vacuum cleaner, it seems so ridiculous that these have to cost money.
Our new feature, Vac Talk, is brought to you by Better Smile of Western New York. Get better dentistry.
Beautiful.
I think it was worth it to talk about this. But what's the takeaway? Is the takeaway the Dyson?
Get the purple Dyson stick.
The purple Dyson stick.
Yeah.
Do you know it's going to kill me to buy that?
It will, but I'm telling you, I liked one so much that we bought another one for upstairs. And pretty much that's all we use.
Carry
you
it.
Do need to clean them.
Carry it upstairs.
I told you, give up something for a month or two and you'll
I
have
can't
your money.
Figure out anything to give up.
Make your Jan, own, make
I
your own
reach
coffee.
For the remote
there
if it's
go.
Too far.
Make your I own made coffee. My own coffee today.
Oh my gosh, you actually did.
I did.
You're frugal.
I'm so fantastic. Frugal. I was
think about how much
today.
You spend on that and see how much you'd have that vacuum
again,
in a month.
There, I have my limits.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.